Lakehead University hopes the County of Simcoe will support plans for expansion at its Orillia campus by opening up its checkbook to the tune of $15 million. Representatives from the university, which has campuses in Thunder Bay and Orillia, as well as partnership with Barry's Georgian College campus, were on hand for a presentation during Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting to discuss the future of Simcoe County and the university, and to make a formal request for support for the expansion plans. The university's story took root in Simcoe County in 2006 and has since seen exponential growth in Orillia, said Lakehead President and Vice Chancellor Dr. Moira McPherson, adding the Sunshine City's campus initially began with 101 students in its charter class and ended its 2022 academic year with more than 2,100 students. The year 2009, she noted, was a pivotal year for the university, as it marked the year the county committed to a $10 million investment for the establishment of the University Avenue campus in Orillia. In 2010, with your support, we were able to open Simcoe Hall, our flagship building, McPherson said. That building is now home to what she called a thriving academic community at the heart of the campus. I have been so proud to be part of this series of successes. Since the beginning, we have been growing together and growing stronger because our partnership and our forward momentum, particularly right now, is incredible, she said. Lakehead remains committed to the partnership, McPherson said. We have an understanding that what we do here may be different than what we do in the North, but it still builds on and reflects our core values and commitment to academic excellence, social responsibility, partnerships and innovation, and economic development, she said. During the presentation, McPherson, who was joined by Interim Principal Dr. Linda Rodenberg and Vice President of External Relations Michael Denhan, said they expect growth trends to continue on campus and in the region, which is why the university needs to be ready with new programs and new spaces at the campus to support the growing needs of the region, as well as to stimulate economic innovation and prosperity. University growth comes in many forms, and also plays a significant role in the economic development of our region, said Denhan. The annual economic impact of the Orillia campus alone is $245.7 million, he added. Through our partnerships and collaboration, we will continue to grow that economic impact in this region, Denhan said. In their presentation to County Council, the trio showed off plans for the future, which includes adding new buildings they said will support growth in the student population, programs and economic impact. Part of the reason for the presentation, said Denhan, was to ask for the county's support for the first of those facilities. As a community-engaged institution, we are ideally positioned to grow alongside the region leveraging our collective expertise, to address the unique needs and challenges both of us will face in the next 5 to 10 years, he said. In order to continue to support Simcoe County, we are looking to the county to support and invest in our next chapter with a commitment of $15 million for campus expansion. New Tecumseh Mayor Richard Norcross said that while he appreciates how much the Lakehead Group stressed how integral community partners are in growing the university, he wondered if the separated cities of Orillia and Barrie were also being approached to ante up. My question is, you're asking for $15 million, how much will you be asking from the city of Orillia to contribute to this project and the city of Barrie? He asked. See more. To read about Lakehead's recent presentation to Barrie City Council, click here. Denhan said the new facility is estimated to cost upwards of $35 million, adding the intention is to not only approach those municipalities to loosen their purse strings, but also other community groups and local philanthropists. $15 million won't do it all, so we will be talking to those cities actively, he added. It's early days yet, and that's why this conversation is so important, because it really helps establish the momentum for all those other conversations that are still emerging. County councilors also inquired about the creation of additional student housing opportunities, as well as potential for growth into other areas of the region. I can tell you that York University has been knocking at our door, and because Lakehead is Simcoe County's university, it would be nice to look at any opportunities for expansion into South Simcoe, said Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan. McPherson said that although their current focus is on the creation of this new building in Orillia, the university is also exploring all opportunities for the future. We are here for the long run. We believe Lakehead is Simcoe County's university and, obviously, that's going to mean looking at different types of expansion and growth as we move forward through the next phase, she said. In 2020, the county completed a 10-year, $10 million commitment to Lakehead. University officials will still need to make a formal request to council, confirmed a county official following the meeting, adding members of council will receive future reports that map out their direction and commitments on post-secondary education funding, which is typically a provincial matter, similar to healthcare.